Okay, chapter 43, I meet Rika. Maybe the most significant thing that happened to me while I was living in New York was meeting Rika. I was, as usual, on my skates checking out the city late one afternoon and happened to be skating down Madison Avenue, and I spot this absolutely hot Asian chick doing some window shopping. And I skate up to her, what else is new, and do my thing. One thing you could say about me back then is that I was very consistent. Whenever I saw a pretty girl on the street who was by herself, I went for it. It was instinctual, just like it would have been natural instinct for a hungry dog to head for a plate of food if it was sitting there. So I skate up to her and start a conversation, something like, how you doing? What you looking at? Type of thing. And we just hit it off. She was 18 and a very sexy and petite girl whose family had immigrated from the Philippines. And right away, we started going out. I went to Queens to meet her lovely family and the whole nine yards. We would move in together to a room in a brownstone right on Central Park West at 85th Street. And really bonded, and when not too long after that, moved to Hong Kong together. To describe her, I'll use a term that one of her friends used when we were talking about her one day, and that's man magnet. I had never heard that expression before, but she certainly was a man magnet. Right around the time that Rika and I met, my sublet apartment on 33rd Street was no longer available. I think the original renter wanted it back or something. So Rika and I decided to move into a brownstone on Central Park West at 85th Street. And man, was that place weird. Great, but weird. First of all, it wasn't an apartment building. It was a four-story brownstone with bedrooms. And we just rented a room. Secondly, everyone in that house was black and gay, except for the guy who was either the owner or the landlord, never knew, who was white and gay. I think he was German or something, if I'm not mistaken. He had that type of accent anyway. So a beautiful three-story brownstone right on Central Park with a bunch of rooms all rented by young black gay men, an oddball white owner, and then us, an 18-year-old beauty from the Philippines, and me, a 34-year-old American white guy who was pretty weird himself. We rented a tiny room on the top floor in the back that, by the way, had no bathroom. The bathroom that we were to use was down the hall, but I never really felt comfortable using the bathroom. Not sure why. So I used to pee in a sort of large water bottle that I called my pee bucket. Honey, could you hand me my pee bucket? I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm just reporting the facts here, as ridiculous as they may seem. I actually, all in all, loved living in that place. It wasn't like an apartment building at all. It was more like a family situation, albeit a very weird family. I've included a photo of that brownstone on 85th Central Park West. Now, the real plus is that we lived right on Central Park. And I'll tell you, there ain't no better place to live in all of New York, in my opinion anyway. Let me tell you this about Central Park. It's dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. It's huge and it's beautiful. Whoever designed Manhattan was a genius. Or maybe it was just luck. Can you imagine this great towering city of cement and bricks and crazies, and then right in the middle of it, this huge, beautiful park around 2.5 miles long with lakes and grasslands where you can take a walk through nature and get away from it all for a while? As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't get any better than living on Central Park West, and I'll never forget it. I've also included a few images of Central Park because a picture speaks a thousand words, and I'm lazy. That's one hell of a huge, gorgeous park, isn't it? I got these three images off the net, by the way, so thanks to whoever took them. And that's the best I could do. End of chapter. Miss you, New York.